And he's on board, man. Like, he's ready to do some stuff, man. So I think collectively, like, working together, we all be able to accomplish what we all want. You know what I mean?
That's
like him, he wants the social media side, the website side, and things like that. And then with you, as a client, in a sense, you know, so he'll be able to put in his work and put in his service that he loves to do. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, you know, we'll be collabing with you to be able to push what you love to do, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that. And then, anyway, we got like three more. So, we're on board, man. I'm on board. Whatever we got to do, quote unquote, next or whatever, you know. But I think, just like you said, posting the music side of it on Instagram, mm-hmm. like every time you're in the studio or something, just a quick pick. And then even a short video. I don't know if you see those 30-second videos where they start making the beat, mm-hmm. the quick beats, what I'm working on.
Yeah.
And it's not really showing your face or anything, but like towards the equipment,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Definitely, man. Because again, this is long term, you know, but
right.
with Instagram, like you said, they show so much love. I mean, I
got to get my YouTube game up too, man.
Gotcha, man.
The reason I fell back on YouTube, bro, is because, all right, here's what
I've been... You have a channel?
I got a couple, but I've never done anything with them. I'm going to make a whole new one, just under my regular name or whatever. But
cool, man.
The thing is, man, this is what I've been focusing in all day today. My music needs visualization, bro. Not really...
I like that.
Not full-blown videos.
Yeah.
But, like, check this out, man. The only thing is, bro, I mean,
it could be a still picture visualization, you know, but as long as, I don't know.
No, I like the shit that moves gotcha. To the beat, and I'm thinking about buying Adobe After Effects.
Man.
Like, because, bro, you can make some shit on there. Like, but, dude, there's this website called Render Forest that I found today, and, Here's the catch. They'll let you make a video, and they have some badass templates, but for free, you can only get the shitty quality. It has the bitch coming in saying renderforest.com and then and it has a watermark on it.
Okay.
So, and to get the video in high quality, you gotta pay like $20 per export. It's fucking high. But dude, the shit looks legit. But, dude, I went and I looked into Adobe After Effects. I found videos on YouTube. Cats making these motherfuckers. Yeah, I would rather just buy Adobe After Effects and make my own shit.
There's some cats on Instagram that they make them and then, like, sell them to people.
Right, right.
So, even if, you know, you don't have the time to learn it and like create it yourself.
Dude, I wish I could find somebody locally that,
For real.
Watch, let me show you this, bro. It's pretty legit, man. I'm not going to front. Like, it really brings a different, like, this is one of their templates, bro. But, like...
Oh, man, come on.
But...
Oh, so you kind of mess with it?
Yeah, I made one. But but this template, this shit just goes with the music. But the thing is, bro, is, like, they only have, like, 4 music templates. Dude, if they had... They have a subscription plan. If they had 100 templates in there, I would already have subscribed today. Because this shit right here, bro, like on the YouTube channel, bro, it just looks sick.
It looks right.
See, that's what I'm saying. But you can make this shit. They made this in After Effects. Because I watched the cat earlier. He showed you how to make the WAV file. You load the song. It recognizes the music. You put audio spectrum. Dude, you can make this shit right here. Dude, I was already thinking I can put like a picture of a skull and then I can put like a waveform going around his mouth.
Man.
And like when the music's playing, like the fucking wave will be bouncing around his mouth.
Yeah, you know, like, come on.
But dude, this shit right here, these are pros doing this shit.
Yeah.
But look how it just makes the music more like.
It just, man.
Dude, I love this track, dude. This whole album I'm making is gonna be all like this. It's not even have drums.
Come on.
It don't even have drums.
Hey, I showed it. I was meeting with that kid that I was telling you about. And I was showing him parallels and
Yeah, that's this one.
That's what this one is?
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't think he was gonna, he's like more in a trap and stuff like that, right? And so I told him, I said, I don't know if you can write to this. And he's like, hell yeah, I can write to it. He said, this is the one. He's like, you want to tell stories with this one. And I was like, that's exactly it. We were watching, have you seen, on Netflix, you know who Stretch Armstrong is, right? And
Yeah,
back in the day. Man, so I was watching a documentary earlier with him. Man, and so this kid Angel, he was like, man, he's like, I want to go back. He's like, I feel like I was born in the wrong era. He's like, I wish I was born in the 90s, you know, and this and that. He's like, because that's what makes sense, like telling stories and this and that. And
music,
I was like, oh, I was like, hey, exactly. That's
Did
what he
you
said.
Did you hear the new J. Cole?
No, man, but everybody, I heard one. Yeah.
Bro, that motherfucker's tight, dude. No features. No features on the whole album, and every song is tight. But
yeah,
dude,
man,
this
I'm
right
here that,
to me, bro, dude, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but dude, every day I've been listening to this, and I'm like, oh my god, like, bro, to me, this shit is like for a movie.
Come on, bro, I'm with you.
Like, dude, that... That build-up, it's like tension. Percussion, but it don't really have drums. You see how it just has, it's like it's called a hand drum. It's pretty sick. But that's the whole, dude, when I made this, I was like, bro, I'm gonna make a whole album just like that. All cinematic shit, no fucking drums.
Yeah.
Just movie shit.
Come
like,
on, man.
Yeah, but... But anyway, man,
yeah, on the, so on the YouTube, what are you thinking? Like, are you thinking, like, putting a whole album on one video or putting
separate tracks?
Yeah,
shit
hell
like
yeah.
This.
Hell yeah, man.
And, oh, and also making tutorial videos for, like, Reason.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. Did you see that cat I tagged you in?
Yeah.
Like,
so I've
stuff
seen both
doing?
Of those dudes,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they're pretty tight, man. That's...
I just like how he did it, you know, with him at the top, and then he's making it and stuff.
Oh,
like
the video right here.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah. I did it more for a setup, like just to show you different setups, like, you know.
Yeah, dude, that's tight, dude. Yeah. I mean, you gotta,
because even like with him, like he's probably gonna do that once a week.
Right.
You know, and even if you did that, so the thing is, and this is like what I was telling Team Flow in the beginning is. For each platform, it can't be the same content because you want them moving around. Especially, we're in an ADD freaking age anyway. We want to be so with the Instagram, it's like the pics, you know, and maybe a quick, short, you know, 10, 15 second video.
And Snapchat, same thing.
Exactly.
Like just.
And then YouTube is where you load up the visuals.
Dude,
you know
YouTube is the most, the number one. Dude, even the book that I'm reading about SoundCloud, dude, he said in there. YouTube is the number one website where music is consumed.
Wow.
Way more than SoundCloud.
No way, man.
Like,
there
dude, SoundCloud is, like, secondary to YouTube. Like, YouTube, bro, and if you think about it, dude, people who don't have, like, Spotify or anything, what do they get on to
hear
tracks?
And then, to me, that makes sense because we're the masses.
Right.
The masses are in YouTube. SoundCloud is more for, like,
specific niche like exactly
for those who know about music and appreciate and you know this and that, so SoundCloud matters to the normal guy, the masses out there, which outnumber everybody else. It's YouTube, you know,
right?
So that makes total sense.
No, but I agree with you, like that's what this book talks about.
Cool, man.
It says dude, have you ever heard of the fan funnel?
No.
It's actually called, in business, it's a customer funnel. And the way he explains the fan funnel is it's a funnel.
Like funnel clicks.
In the top of the funnel what is it? It's SoundCloud. It's YouTube. It's the filter where you get them in. And then they come down more in the funnel. And then they're in Snapchat. And then they're in Instagram.
Okay.
More personal. And then the bottom of the funnel is you have their email address. Dang, and you're marketing directly to them.
That's what that's
it's
about.
It's a funnel. Okay. Like, so it's kind of like catching them, you know, like you catch them at the top with SoundCloud, YouTube, everything, and then you bring them down to the personal level.
Exactly.
They're seeing how you live on Instagram, and Snapchat. And then from there, you bring them down. Dude, that book's legit.
No, it makes sense. Well, see, earlier, there's this person I follow. She's in California, business coach. And she said, you know, go to click on this link and I'll, you know, you'll see more of my, of what I talk about. So I clicked on it and immediately it was like, subscribe to my email letter so that you can know what I'm talking about. I'm like, oh, she got me. And I was like, that's freaking golden though.
Yeah.
So you send people to this, your site, and which can be monetized as well. So then you have a click on it and then they subscribe and that's another click. And it's that funnel. So I went from Instagram to a freaking email coming to a site,
and you
to
the got goddamn email. In there.
Yeah.
And another thing is you give that them something free.
That makes so much sense.
But then the second thing you get free, you require the email.
Exactly.
Like, you give them one free without needing the email, but then they come back going, this dude gives the shit free.
When you're done.
Like,
what's it called?
It's only an ebook. It's
It's
called SoundCloud Bible.
Okay.
But it's actually, the name's kind of misleading because it's actually full-blown music marketing. Like, it talks more about all the other shit than just SoundCloud. But he sums it all up in SoundCloud. It's all about how to build up your SoundCloud.
Gotcha.
But he talks about all that. The fan funnel. This motherfucker has graphs in there and shit.
Well, there's this lady that I follow in San Antonio, and that's what they do as a company. You know, and then I contacted this other guy. He's in California. And He talks about systems, and I don't know if I told you that last time. We talked about that last time. But he talks about they have a system in place where it's just plug and play and freaking golden. Kind of like the franchise system. You know, McDonald's works no matter what. You just got to follow it. So, I mean, he was just messaging me right now. But, I mean, it's like we don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's just, which, again, shortens the process. It's not 10, 15 years away. Even if you start just today, it is literally, like Gary says, 3 to 5 years away.
Yeah.
You know, and especially using other people's systems. And that's what I was going to tell you is over the weekend, I listened to this one pastor, man, this African pastor. It's the only guy I listened to. I don't really, anyway. And he talked about using other people's systems, you know, on a business sense. Again, plugging and play, like finding systems that you can plug into with your talent, and in a sense, you multiply yourself, do that. And so that's what I want to do. Like, the reason I said yes and collabing and making something happen and working together is because for a long time, I thought I had to be the one in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the opportunities I sought out and worked on was Sammy in the front and being the spokesperson, whatever you want to talk about it. But if I apply what I know, which is the salesmanship and the networking, because that's what I'm really good at, to somebody else's system, then it's gonna work, you know.
Right.
And so I'm dedicated, man. Like, I really want to help you as much as possible, and let's make something happen. And with David, we were talking about last night, we were talking about, you know, making videos and showing up. Mm-hmm. So I have an opportunity to talk to a guy on Thursday to go to the South by Southwest this year, man. I've been trying to go for 5 years.
No.
So I'm going to go with an artist, and then I'm going to get exposed a little bit of that. But we're going to get footage and things like that and make these videos.
Right.
And at the same time, we can do, what you're talking about, making the short videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, this guy with his video editing experience and this and that, and I mean, it's a freaking team, man. Like, we're talking about, so
yeah, you just put it all together.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm pumped. We spent 5 hours at Whataburger just talking. I'm like, all right. I told him too, as long as you're open, you know, because I can see it, but it's the moment where it's like, where someone may suppress the idea or things like that. Like, we have to think outside the box, I feel, you know, to make this happen.
It's also, man, it's what kind of got under my skin. I'm not gonna say who it was. I don't know if you know him or not. It's family, but I have a cousin, and dude, any idea I'll tell him, like, he's like, he don't believe in it, basically, and, that's fine, dude, because he's not the one that has to believe in it, but one day I asked him, I said, man, let me ask you an honest question. I said, is it because you don't have, like, an example of somebody who's done it, that's why you don't believe in it? He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, I'm like, do you base your belief in something on the fact that, I said, don't forget, we live in a fucking wasteland.
Yeah.
Like, there's no culture and no fucking artistry here. There is, but there's, it's not celebrated here.
Yeah.
So, you have never seen somebody do something different. Like, I was trying to sell him on the whole idea of content.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, man, that sounds fucking hella hard. I go, well, it is hard, bro. I said, yeah. I said, you have to get home after work. And you fucking have to, you have to work again.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, bro, he goes, I just feel like, what did he say? I just feel like if that shit worked, then there'd be people that are hella smart doing it. I said, there is people that are hella smart doing it, dog. Like, yeah. You're not getting it. Yeah, like, you're not getting it. It. Yeah. You know, like, he.
Which is good.
And that's cool, bro. I mean, that's cool. It's not in me to. But it's crazy, bro, like, how they say, like, misery loves company. Mm. Like, this person, bro, if I'm mad at life and I'm complaining, dude, he's right there on my side. But on. The minute, bro, that I'm trying to find a way out and I'm, like, excited about something or something, he tears it down. Dang. And it's because, bro, like, he's miserable and he wants to keep me there with him.
And he don't know it, though.
Yeah, he don't realize he's doing it. Exactly. That's how crazy it is. Yeah. But I realized that and I was like, damn. Bro, like, that's how...
I was watching Ty Lopez earlier, and he said that on purpose, he'll misspell something. And he said, and the asshole who tries to correct me, I delete them.
Yeah.
And he says, and I post my cars on purpose, not to boast. He's like, but to show you, you know, that it works. He said, and the guys that go in there and talk about, oh, you just want to show off. He's like, I delete them immediately.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need that. He's like, but I do stuff. He's like, there's, you know, method to my madness. He's like, but I do stuff on purpose so I can weed people out. And it's right. Like, that's right.
Because really, bro, why do you need that person as a fan? Or why do you need them, like, just so, anyway. So they can be dirtying up your fucking comments?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and getting other people, like, I don't know, dude, that's crazy. But yeah, negativity, man, is, we've all been there, man. I still, dude, sometimes I still, like, bro.
It's a discipline for me to get out of it.
Dude, it's tough.
Naturally like that.
It's tough. Or being skeptical.
Yeah. But I get that from my mom, and God, and I told her, it was like 5 months ago. I even told her, I was like, I can't talk to you no more. I was like, everything that comes out your mouth is negative. I'm like, I'm so sorry, you know? And I had to cut my mom off, bro.
Bro, and even though you love her, it's like, dude, my mom, dude, she never really, I'm not gonna say she never believed in my music, but she always kind of was more or less like, yeah, you need to go to college, like, you know, and that's cool, that I understand that, but at the same time, I thought about, like, I have a few uncles that did music, like, they got their picture on an 8-track tape and just shit like that, you know, and they didn't turn out to be shit, so I'm like, she's basing me on them, like, on what she knows, and that's what I'm saying, same thing about my cousin. He doesn't know if he personally had a friend that made it with content.
Oh, yeah.
Then he'd be like, fuck yeah, that shit works.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
it's just, yeah, dude, it's tough, man. It's,
And for us, even for us, we don't know anybody who's made it. I mean, we know, like, I think people look at internet as well as entertainment, as TV, more than, it's like, it's so far-fetched. Like, hell no, Gary freaking responds back to you.
Yeah, like he's real. Not that crazy.
He's not making it up, you know? So it's like, for us, it's the faith side of it. Like, I was telling my chick that, like, I think that faith, and not in a spiritual side, just faith as an actual, like, let's look at it. Not
like taking that leap.
Without semantics. Like, faith is literally the bridge that fucking connects you to that dream or whatever it is. The dream is shit, like, I believe, absolutely is already there. And it's fucking waiting for you to show up. And so if you absolutely, because I was telling her, for a long time, I talked about shit and talked about it as if I believed in it, but deep down, I was fearful. And I was like, no wonder I never fucking got that connection, because fear is not the fucking bridge. Faith is a goddamn bridge, you know? Like, faith is an actual deal. Like, science proves it. if you ponder on it and you visualize it,
and you believe.
Yeah, it releases certain chemicals inside of your mind to where you actually create reality, you know?
Yeah.
And without faith, that's not... And,
like, and the universe starts doing weird shit around
you.
Yeah,
me. Man. It's just great. Like, this guy, we were already talking about it, you know, David, the web and stuff guy, and like 3 days ago, I said, you know what? I'm going to help this guy out. Because, again, after listening to this pastor, I was like, plug into some systems, Sam, that are already in place. You just take them to that point, you know?
Because
I have, you know, I've worked for 5 companies, bro, and I've taken them from this to this. It ain't big fucking leaps, but like that air conditioning company, I sold $1 million in 1 year, bro. And I tripled their service contracts from when it was 50 grand a year to 300 grand a year. And just like TeamFlow, they went from 20 students on Tuesdays and 35 students on Thursdays to 125 on Tuesday and 175 on Thursday in 6 months. 500% growth.
Yeah.
And knowing I have more stories about that, so it's like, okay, that's who I am.
Right.
So if I, instead of Sammy creating his own project and going after his own shit, I'm just going to help people to get to that point. Like, you know what I mean? And be the guy in the background type shit.
Right.
Because that's for a lot of people, that's what's required, is that one element that's missing. You know, they got the talent, they got the experience and this and that, but they need this one side of it, you know. And so I was telling her, like, I went blank. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm talking about faith, right?
Yeah. Like connecting.
Yeah. Oh, I said I never believed it, and so it never fucking happened. And now that I can see it.
Dude, I'm guilty of that too, man. Because I still, bro. The other day, you gotta understand, everybody that my degree is gonna be worth something in general. But dude, everybody I go to school with, bro, they're going further. They're going to get their CPA license. I mean, these motherfuckers are really about accounting.
Exactly.
Like they. And, bro, like, the other day, dude, it really started hitting me at UTPB. Like, it was like that moment of, do I really believe in this or do I not? Like, you know, like, or am I gonna, like, go the safe route? Like, I don't know, bro, and I started thinking, like, damn, like, I'm not gonna lie, dude. More of me was going towards going and talking to my advisor and registering for next semester. Yeah. But then, dude, I started telling myself, nah, I said, I've been bitching the last whole year and a half. I've been bitching that I can't put my heart into what I care about because school has me so busy.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I'm here fixing to give into that again. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, not saying I'm not going to work. Of course I'm going to work. But, dude, working and going to school, man, it makes it so hard to not do this.
Man.
Dude, just in having some free time, I made some badass shit. So,
Come on. I know,
like, can imagine if I really put, like, everything into it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like, kind of what I mentioned last time is, like, you being your biggest fucking fan, and if you absolutely believe in what you're doing, again, the market is so huge, there's enough, you know. That's why I love that documentary earlier, man, with Stretch Armstrong and them. It's just like, fuck, you know, like, they saw it before anybody saw it, in a sense, you know, just like, kind of like Gary shit. He's like, he sees something, like, this dude is on to something, right? And if that is what produces and helps manifest, you know, what you're trying to go after. Otherwise, it's just like...
Bro, and I like what Gary says, that it's not just about putting the work in. It's about the patience.
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
Because, dude, and it's true, bro, because, dude, it is. It's soul-crushing, dude. It's soul-crushing having a SoundCloud for so long. And not seeing it grow, bro. Like, no matter what I say on my other social media accounts. And, dude, I'm not looking for you to uplift me. Because I know, like, that I have to just... Like, bro, there's that...
Yeah, but at the same time, how much work have you pushed into marketing that?
Not as much as I should.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like... It is what it is because of
what
it is, you know?
Yeah.
But now that you're reading the SoundCloud, and now we're talking about the YouTube and the Instagram shit.
Dude, and everything. There. Another thing, dude, is that I've always been scared to connect it to other things. But, dude, now I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to download Adobe After Effects.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start making my own visualizations because I don't want to depend on people,
exactly.
bro. Like, dude, like,
And you know what it wants. You know what it.
Well, dude, I was already thinking earlier because let me show you this video. Not the flow. Not the whole video, bro, but just the idea that I'm thinking.
And here's the thing: it's like what Gary talks about. Like, just because you have talent, you need a website. Why not do it yourself? It doesn't mean they're gonna come fucking running, you know? Right. And so, but if you have it, it puts it gives you that extra fucking edge, you know. Now put in the work. Get now. Yeah. Now it's really gonna, you know.
Bro, this fool took like the line and made it a circle. And there's so much more you could do. You could put visuals behind it. But he starts showing how you can, like, grab the shit and move it all around. Where was it at that he did that? Back to work
down the border here. Nice and centered right here.
Dude, he starts grabbing it all and moving it around. There he goes.
Oh, dang.
See, he already loaded the track in, and you can change the fatness. Dude, you can change everything. You
have this desired effect. And feel free to experiment with the past. You can make some really funkadelic shapes here.
So, like, I was thinking of having, like, a skull in the background and making that shit his mouth and having the track going around. Also, he shows over here, like, you can make a... So like a window with the shit. Like it basically puts it in there.
Oh, no way.
So, dude, you could have like... you could have like a skull, I was thinking. And then in the eyes, just have the waveforms going behind the eyes.
Oh, man, come on.
You know what I'm saying? Or anything. And he's talking about you can like change... Bro, this is the program that I'm pretty damn sure they made that other shit with.
The
because dude, yeah. Adobe's where it's at. Like next time you watch like a fucking Avengers movie or something,
gotcha.
Watch the credits all the way.
Okay.
Dude, at the end you will see Adobe Premiere Pro, Adobe After Effects, Adobe.
Dang.
Like bro, that's what they make them fucking movies on, dog. Like they.
That's amazing.
They, yeah, a lot goes into shooting and stuff and costumes, but all of the special effects and explosions, everything they do. Dude, if you ever get bored, get on YouTube and just look up, like, amateur Adobe effects videos.
Okay.
Or amateur films, like, short 6-minute films. There's some pretty good ones, bro. It's just people like
there's making them. There's an app called, I saw this guy on Instagram. I started following him.
The Final Cut?
No, man. It's like a video game app. Fucking, I just went blank. But he's creating these... They even told him, like, dude, you need to start making video games. Because what you can do with it, it's like a virtual reality tour that he's doing through, like, psychedelic freaking environment, you know? And it, and then you add he added music to it. You know what? Let me fucking pull it up.
That sounds tight.
And it's an app, what makes it even easier.
See, this fool just made this shit real easy on Adobe After Effects. I mean, even just that right there on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it just looks better than fucking... Dude, the thing is, bro, people get bored.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Just hearing a song, dude. Mm. They need a visual. That's what it is.
They want to... Yeah, they want to... See.
How to create music visualizers and after effects.
Tilt brush, bro.
Tilt brush.
Tilt brush. You can create your own professional website. Look, bro.